The scripture reading for today is in the book of John, chapter 21, verses 15 to 19.
我们读经文来自约翰福音第21章15到19节。
We will be reading this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我会先用英文，然后广东话，以启应的方式来读。
John chapter 21, verse 15. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep.
He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, When you were young, you used to dress yourself
and walk wherever you wanted.
But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. Let us read the last verse together. This he said to show what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, Follow me.
约翰福音第21章15节。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更多吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？又忧愁对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。我们一起读第十九节。耶稣正着话，就指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话，就对他说：你跟从我吧。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
愿神祝福读同埋听嘅人。
The children are quietly dismissed for children's worship today.
这个时候，儿童可以到下边去崇拜。
The title of the message by Pastor Thomas Mack this morning is Shepherding Jesus' Flock.
麦牧师今日传讲嘅信息系牧养耶稣的羊群。
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
有时神的话语讲一次讲唔晒。
Sometimes we don't have enough time to speak of God's words.
上个礼拜我哋讲咗头先读个经文嘅前半部嘅意思。
Last week we spoke of only the first half of the scripture's meaning. Last week.
今日礼拜我会想同大家讲下一半后半部意思，系点样牧养神嘅羊群。
Today we'll continue with the second half, which concerns Shepherding the flock.
Yeah. 我们先一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父啊，你就是我们生命的主。
Heavenly Father, you are the Lord of our lives.
在我们每一个人每一天所遇到的事情的里面，你都与我们同在。
That as we face each event in our daily lives, you are with us.
当我们在伤心、在有痛苦的时候， 你就嚟亲近我哋嘅心。
Whether we are broken hearted or we are in sorrow, you come near to us.
无论我哋喺遇到我哋失望嘅时候，耶稣你就系我哋嘅安慰。
That we are depressed, that you come to comfort us.
求主今日你用你嘅说话嚟安慰我哋。
May your words today come and comfort us.
去鼓励我哋。
To encourage us.
去装备我哋嘅更多嘅去爱你，去侍奉你。
To prepare us to love you and to serve you even more.
我哋一齐嚟祈祷，奉主耶稣嘅名求。
We pray together in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 有人讲过一句咧，佢话冇一个地方比啲屋企更加好。
Someone said there are no place like home.
屋企就自从我哋出世到我哋成长，我哋成日都喺度嗰个地方。
Home is a place where we were born and where we live and dwell.
喺我当中，我哋互相关怀嘅，同埋一同去面对困难嗰个地方。
It's a place that we care for each other and we face difficulties.
喺屋企里面，我一同有眼泪，有欢笑嘅一同去成长。
In home, we have laughter and we have tears and we grow together.
就算当我哋长大之后
，even once we are grown，
其实我心里头最想念嘅就系我哋嘅屋企。
There is always a longing in our hearts for home.
虽然喺而家呢个文化咁个人民主义、个人化同埋咁流动性咁大嘅社会嘅里面
，even in such a individualistic and mobile society。
这种想念越来变得不是那么重要。
This type of longing becomes less and less important.
再加上罪，使到很多时候使到个家都不再是那么完美。
And of course, when sin comes in, our family is no longer perfect.
但我们这种想回家的这种观念呢，是很跟圣经所讲的观念是很相似。
But this longing of home is very similar to what the scripture teaches us.
当人犯罪被逐离伊甸园之后
，So when man sinned and was driven out of Eden，
喺人嘅内心里面有一个好渴求要翻去佢神嘅同在嘅里面去敬拜神。
And in our hearts dwell a thirst to be once again home with God.
虽然很多时候人用错了一个方法，或者敬拜错了一个对象。
And often man uses the wrong method or have the wrong idols.
但亦都记载，圣经都记载到以色列人当佢被放逐了之后。
So scripture tells us that when the Israelites left the exiles,
佢亦都好想念到话，想翻翻去耶路撒冷里面去圣殿去敬拜神。
They always wanted to go back to Jerusalem and to worship God there.
但罪就使到我哋同神嘅永远嘅隔开。
But sin caused us to be eternally separated.
人冇办法去跨越呢一个嘅 gap 一个鸿沟去翻去神嗰度。
Man is unable to close this gap to return back home to God.
但神我哋嘅父亲佢差遣佢个牧人。
But God, our Father, calls upon His shepherd.
尤其是他的儿子但来到这里。
And so His Son, Jesus Christ, came.
使到我们能够再一次就回到天父的家里面。
And so that we can once again return home to the Father.
也都给到我们在地上的家能够有一个新的盼望。
And He also gave us new hope in our homes on the earth.
因为神就是要用一个家来牧养这个家里面的人。
Because God uses the home to shepherd His children.
正如神就要用这个神的教会，神的家，神的教会来牧养他的儿女。
Just as God uses His church to feed His children.
我们当中在个家里面，我们有爱，有教导。
In a home, there is love, there is teaching.
在当中有喂养的，有保护。
There is feeding and there is protection.
咁一代一代嘅传落去。
And that is passed down one generation to another.
要喺当中建立一个敬虔嘅家。
So that there is a loving family.
A godly family.
A godly family.
一个荣耀神嘅一个教会。
a glorifying God church.
所以神在不同的时代不同的地方都呼召牧人来做牧羊的工作。
And God, through different times, different places and generations, called people to shepherd.
在当中包括你和我。
That includes you and I.
我不是牧师，就关我什么事呢？
I am not a pastor. How does that matter? What does that matter to me?
我又不在教会做教主一学，跟我有什么关系呢？
And I don't teach Sunday school in church. What does that matter to me?
冇錯，頭先嗰啲都係神要呼召人嘅點樣去牧養嘅教會其中之一嘅工作。
Correct, that is the job of those who are called to be shepherds.
但係神亦都同樣呼召喺屋企裏面嘅做父親、做母親嘅。
But God also calls the parents who are at home.
係做丈夫嘅去牧養佢嘅做父親嘅去牧養佢嘅家。
The parents, the husbands and wives to shepherd.
也都有做大哥哥、大姐姐的，神都将这个责任去给过我们。
Including the big sisters and the big brothers.
也都包括我们在外面的社会、的政府。
Includes the government outside society.
也都包括在学校的老师。
Or the teachers in school.
甚至一个很普通、是一个清洁的工人。
Or even a plain, ordinary cleaning person.
即係講神，其實神呼召嘅牧人係包括我哋呢度上每一個人，每一個無論你係邊一個崗位，邊一個工作。
So God calls, no matter what kind of position or occupation you are, to be shepherds.
我哋都富有神俾我哋去做牧養工作，就將呢神嘅世界打理得好好。
And God calls us to take care of the world that He has created.To take care of it well.
在这样一个打理好的里面，将个荣耀归给神。
So that we can give glory back to God.
圣经呢，很常用牧羊人这个比喻呢，来形容神。
Oftentimes in the Bible, it uses the example of shepherding.
就说神是我们的牧羊牧者。
God is our shepherd.
我最熟悉的，我们知道是曾经都是由牧羊人的大卫写成的诗篇第23篇。
I'm sure we are all familiar with what King David has written in the Psalms concerning shepherd.
在他当中，他描写到神他怎样去认识他的羊。
He's able to tell us how does the shepherd know his sheep.
去喂养他们，去带领他们。
To feed and to lead his sheep.
还去保护他们，供应他们一切的需要。
To protect and to give what the sheep needs.
所以我想大家就听我读一次，这个诗篇第23篇，好好的去 appreciate， 欣赏一下神做这个牧羊人是多么的一个好牧人。
Please listen carefully as I read to you the psalm by David concerning shepherding.
他说到，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他指我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的命引导我走义路。我虽然去行过一个死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
这个讲到神是多么的去爱，是他一个牧者怎样去爱他的羊群。
This psalm tells us how much our shepherd loves us.
但第二讲到神将牧养他羊群的工作交托了给以色列人当时的领袖。
And also it tells us this job of shepherding was given to the Israelites at that time.
给他们的领袖，譬如做君王、先知和祭司。
It was given specifically to their prophet, priests, and kings.
但是在以色列在34章里面，神去责备他们。
But in the book of Ezekiel, God condemned them.
他们的罪就是说，他只是自己照顾自己。
Because it said, you only serve yourself, you are so selfish.
他没有去牧养好神的羊，没有去喂养他们，没有去保护他们。
You did not shepherd the flocks nor feed them.
以致羊都能分散去流离在山间的里面。
And therefore the sheep scattered.
以致这个羊在山这样散的时候，就没有人去找他们，找他们回来。
And even as they scatter, no one seek them to gather them back.
这些羊就成为那些野兽的食物。
And therefore the sheep became food for the wild animals.
但神他应许过，他自己要来亲自去牧养他的羊群。
But God's promise is that he himself would come and shepherd his sheep.
第三就是因着神的怜悯，神的儿子耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
And because of God's grace, He sent His one and only Son to be shepherd, to come and feed His flocks.
In Luke
chapter 10, it tells us that He would come and look for the lost sheep.
他会放低那99只羊，去找在羊迷失了羊圈以内的那只羊。
He would put down the 99 sheep and go and seek the one that is lost.
去到一个山的里面，去山顶的里面去找，直到他找到他为止。
He would go into the mountains until that one sheep is found.
他说找到之后，他好欢欢喜喜地背在肩膀上带回他回来。
And when the sheep is found, is so delighted, he would put the sheep on his folder and carry it home.
约翰福音第十章，佢就讲到，我曾经读过嘅就话佢耶稣话佢自己就嗰个好牧人。
And in John, we've read that Jesus said he himself is that shepherd.
佢讲到佢认识佢个羊，佢喂养佢哋，带领佢哋，同埋去保护佢哋。
That he knows his sheep, he would feed them, protect them, and lead them.
甚至去为佢个羊舍命。
And that he would also die for
him. 买足佢哋，救足佢哋脱离一个人嗰最大嗰个危险。
To purchase and to save them from man's worst.
人最大嘅危险唔系话冇得食冇得住。
The worst thing for man is not about eating or living.
人最大嘅危险唔系话我哋冇一个好好嘅生活，我哋可以享受。
It's not that we have a good life that we can enjoy.
我哋人最大嘅危险就要面对因为罪恶要嚟个永远死亡嗰个嘅审判。
Our greatest danger is the impending eternal death.
而耶稣基督就喺十字架上，为咗买足你同我嘅罪，被钉死喺十字架上边。
And therefore, Jesus was nailed on the cross so that we can be purchased.
喺嗰度，佢话凡系一切相信佢嘅人，佢个罪能够得到赦免。
And there, those who believe in him, their sins are forgiven.
佢亲自带佢哋翻翻去呢个羊圈嘅里面。
He led the sheep back into the fold.
藉着圣灵的同在，耶稣亲自去牧养他们。
And through the Holy Spirit, he would feed his sheep.
直等到这个大牧人耶稣再一次回来。
Until that great shepherd returned once again.
所以我第四章第四个就话，上个星期我哋讲到就话，复活嘅主系三次嘅去提问彼得，你爱我吗？
If you remember last week, we spoke about the resurrected Christ who asked Peter three times, Do you love me?
喺佢三次都话系啊，主啊，我爱你之后，耶稣就将就佢话嘅，你要牧养我嘅羊。
And each time as Peter answered the question, Jesus would say, "Feed my sheep."
啊，喺每一次嘅提问嘅里面，就等彼得去知道啊，知道佢自己嘅不嗰个骄傲啊，知道自己嗰个不配。
But each time Peter was asked, he realized his own unworthiness.
啊，想知道佢能够谦卑嘅嚟到耶稣嘅面前去得到饶恕，得到医治。
Until he can humble himself to come before Jesus to be healed, to be forgiven.
喺嗰度佢能佢喺咁样耶稣问嘅时候，喺都了解到原来耶稣先系佢生命最宝贵、最爱嗰个嗰个人。
And as Jesus asks his question, Peter realizes that Jesus is the person that he loves the most.
啊，喺咁样嘅牧养之下，耶稣再一次委派彼得去做牧养佢羊群嘅工作。
And during this trial, Jesus sent forth Peter to also shepherd the flock.
啊，佢跟从喺度跟从主嘅带领。
And he is to be led by Jesus.
啊，甚至佢系一个唔系佢自己意愿要去。啊，那個人生。
It's not a life that he himself has chosen.
啊，所以佢話佢講到年老嘅時候，佢要伸出雙手嚟俾人綁住，帶去一個地方。
And as here it tells us that when Peter gets old, he'll be tied up and captured.
好似耶穌個好牧人咁，去捨棄自己嘅生命，佢嚟榮耀神。
And he too would be just like Jesus, the good shepherd, give up his life.
啊！但呢度并唔系讲话彼得系已经好完全啦，所以神要呼召佢。
So this tells us that it wasn't because Peter was so perfect that God forgives him or calls him。
喺加拉太书第二章嗰度记载过话，彼得曾经因为啊之后因为怕人而去跌倒。
And in Galatians it tells us it's because Peter's fear of man that he fell。
但系因为耶稣对彼得嗰个认识。
But because Jesus knows Peter,
啊，而且喺十字架上，耶稣已经赦免咗彼得嘅罪。
And on that cross, Jesus has already forgiven Peter's sins.
啊，耶稣用佢嘅话语，佢讲去光照啊，并喂养彼得嗰个心。
Jesus used his words to shine through into Peter's heart and to feed him.
啊，叫彼得喺度深深嘅经历到神白白赦罪嗰个恩典。
And so that Peter can feel deep within his heart the grace of Jesus. 以致
佢能够翻过嚟，佢去爱神，去牧养神嗰个羊群。
So that he can come back and shepherd Jesus's flock.
啊，如果唔系咁嘅时候
，If it was not like that,
啊，彼得会因为佢自己个罪觉得好内疚。
That Peter would feel shameful because of his sins.
Guilty.
啊，
尤其系佢三次唔认主个呢个咁嘅罪。
Because the sin of denying Jesus Christ three times.
佢好努力嘅，去努力嘅，使到自己唔好再系咁去失败啦。
That he tried to work hard not to fail again.
啊，于是佢用佢自己嘅表现，用佢嘅分数啊，去尝试去补偿翻。
That he would use his work and his position to mend.
于是佢好苛刻嘅，去要求佢自己啊，去守晒神咗俾佢嘅律法。
That he would diligently try to obey all the rules and things that God wants him to do.
哎呀，佢心里头喺佢成长嘅呢个路程里面，佢心里头冇呢个咁嘅喜乐。
So in his heart there was not this joy.
于是佢都要同样咁苛刻嘅要求去对待佢牧养嘅羊群。
And so he was didn't have the enthusiasm to face the flocks.
佢用同樣咁苛刻嘅態度去對嗰啲佢牧養嘅羊群。
And so he used the same attitude as Jesus to go and feed the sheep.
喺另一個極端嘅裏面
，In another instance，
啊，彼得會因為佢過往嘅失敗而佢好，佢喺侍奉上佢會好灰心。
And because of this failure, He was not wholeheartedly serving God.
Very discouraged.
He was very discouraged.
啊，耶稣包括咗个门徒都睇见我咁失败。
Not only Jesus, but all the disciples saw his failure.
啊，佢呢个咁一、这个咁 咁罪疚、咁惭愧嘅心态，成一个重担压住喺佢嘅心嘅里面。
So he felt the shame and the harshness upon him。
变得喺佢侍奉嘅里面，佢变得好消极。
And so he was pessimistic about his serving。
佢都变得好悲观啊 ，pessimistic。
He was pessimistic。
佢攞唔出勇气去尝试去冒险新嘅事情。
He did not have the courage to face the events that's coming.
佢冇一个信心去踏出佢另外下一步。
He did not have the courage to take the next step.
佢话我得翻半杯水。
He said, "I have half a cup of water left."
我能够做得啲乜嘢咧
？What can I do with that?
又惊连呢半杯水都写埋嘅时候就冇得饮啦。
And also fearful that if he spills this half cup of water, he has nothing to drink.
这个重担攞走咗佢喺侍奉当中嘅喜乐。
So this heaviness that fell upon him took away his joy of serving.
攞走咗佢牧养耶稣羊群嗰个力量。
Took away the strength for him so that he can shepherd.
但系耶稣喺十字架上嗰个爱同埋恩典。
But the love of Jesus Christ on that cross.
喺嗰度再恢复彼得。
That it healed the love between Peter and God.
系咁，我从来我哋都唔够好。
Because we are never good enough.
但系神就以我哋唔配得嗰个爱去爱我哋，去呼召我哋。
But God loves us even though we have undeserving love.
用佢个爱嚟融化我哋嗰个刚硬骄傲嘅心。
God would use His love to melt our hardened hearts.
而单单用信心嘅去依赖神
，so that we can fully have faith and come and to trust in the Lord.
神耶稣都同样咁样呼召彼得嘅，同样去呼召我哋每一个人。
And just as Jesus called Peter to feed the flocks, that's how God calls us.
神都呼召我哋。去牧养佢个羊群。
God calls us to shepherd His flocks.
去啲牧养嘅工，包括去认识佢哋，去喂养佢哋。
That includes to get to know them and to feed them.
去带领同埋保护啲羊群。
To lead the flock and to protect the flock.
第一，我讲到牧养嘅要认识神托付俾我哋个羊。
That we are to know the flock that is given to us.
因为我哋每一个人，我哋个每一个人都唔同噶。
Because we are all different. We are different individuals.
所以我哋好需要花呢个时间去认识一个人。
So we do have to spend a lot of time to get to know one another.
我哋唔能够话一概而论咁样讲。
We cannot just generalize.
凡系细路仔都会系咁噶啦。
You cannot say, "Oh, all kids are like that."
啲中国人都系咁噶啦。
All the Asians are like that.
未信耶稣嘅人，都系咁样噶啦。
All those who are unbelievers are like that.
可能我哋每一个人，可能我哋对呢一类每一个每一类嘅人，我哋都好有详细嘅资料。
Yes, maybe we have some information we think we have on people.
但系每一个人都有我哋独特嘅性格同埋嘅脾性。
But each one has their own personality and
temperament.
每一个人，我哋有我哋自己独特嘅挣扎同埋害怕。We all have our struggles and our fears.
我哋有唔同嘅生活嘅挑战，唔同嘅属灵嘅需要。
We have all different struggles in our lives and different needs of the Holy Spirit.
我哋羊群需要去认识我哋。
And so we need to know the flock.
亦都需要我哋去亲身嘅去认识佢，去关心佢。
And we need to go forth and to know them personally and to care about them.
去同佢倾偈，同佢一齐去祈祷。
We are to go to them and have a conversation.
喺建立起呢一个互相尊重、互相信任嘅关系嘅里面。
And so we are to build this loving relationship.
互相mutual trust 嘅关系里面，咁佢先能够安心嘅将佢要面对个困难都讲俾我听啊。
We are to build this mutual trust and communication, and so that they can open up and share their problems with.
老師同學生都係咁。
That's how teachers and students should be.
牧師同會眾嘅關係。
Or pastors and congregation.
其實神都係咁嘅樣嘅。
And that's exactly how God is.
耶穌就係咁樣樣嚟到咁樣嚟同我哋建立呢個咁個人嘅關係。
And Jesus comes to build this mutual trust.
耶穌聖經話耶穌道成肉身要嚟到去親自去尋找拯救嗰啲失蹤嘅羊。
And the scripture tells us that Jesus came so that he would gather the lost.
有一日食食下飯嘅時候，電話突然間響。
One day I was having dinner and suddenly the phone rang.
原來醫生打嚟問我，問我最近嘅係點樣啊？
Because it was a call from my doctor asking me how I was feeling.
哇！我真係覺得呢個醫生都好關心我。
And I thought, wow, this doctor really cares about me.
佢點會花時間嚟等佢打電話嚟問下我，想知道我點樣
？That he would take time out to see how I was doing.
係啦，其實我哋牧養嘅工作就係咁樣啊。
Yes, that is a job of shepherding.
哪怕係一通嘅電話。
It could be through a telephone.
或者一個簡短嘅電郵，或者一個短信。
A simple email or text.
是啊，是咁样佢去认识我哋个羊群。
That is how we are to get to know our flocks and sheep.
第二都讲到，除咗认识之外，牧羊亦都去喂啲牧人都去喂养耶稣咗托付俾佢嘅羊群。
Aside from getting to know your flock, you are to also feed the flock.
我最近先知道咧，原来羊咧净系得一棚牙嘅。
Only recently that I learned this fact that sheep have only teeth on the bottom.
佢棚牙淨喺下邊嘅啫。
Yep, only on the bottom.
一隻上邊咧係冇牙嘅。
No teeth on the top.
我仲未試過得一棚牙喺下邊，佢點樣食到嘢啊
？So I'm wondering how do they eat with just teeth on the bottom?
但係即係話咧，如果呢個羊嘅食物咧，其實係好特別嘅。
So it tells us that the food that the sheep eat is very special.
如果你俾一啲佢食唔到嘅嘢啦，就啃吞佢嘅，系咪
？Yes, if you give them something too difficult to eat, they may choke to death.
好似我哋每一个人啊，我哋个程度都唔同。
Yes, that includes each of us. We are all different.
我可能我哋年龄，因为年龄上啊，我哋个吸收嘅嘢唔同。
Maybe due to age, our digestion could be different.
因為可能我哋每一個人信心嘅程度上都唔同。信心。
Even our faith can be different.
或者我哋每一個人嘅情緒嘅反應都唔同。
Or our emotions and reactions are different.
因為我有唔同嘅人，唔同嘅羊，真係需要用唔同嘅食物去餵養佢。
So different people, different sheep require different feeding methods.
我都知道只有圣经上的话语，圣经上的话语才能够真正满足人的心。
We know that the only scripture can truly feed people.
就为了要神的羊群得到喂养的时候，喂饱的时候。
And so that the flock can be fully fed.
我们做父母的，我们做老师或者做牧师的。
We as parents, teachers, pastors,
都求神俾我哋有智慧，将神嘅话语系点样去应用喺佢哋嘅处境嘅上边。
We ask God to give us wisdom to take His word and to spread it to the flock。
喺每一个处境嘅里面，求神俾我哋有智慧，点样去安慰佢哋。
That in each situation to give us wisdom, how we can comfort them。
去坚固佢哋同埋医治佢哋。
To encourage them, to heal them。
耶稣自己都系咁样去喂养佢个羊群。
And that is how Jesus fed the flock.
佢话佢自己就系生命嘅粮。
He said he is the bread of life.
佢将佢自己嘅话语每日将佢自己嘅去供应去喂养佢嘅羊群。
That each day through his word he feeds his flock.
如果我哋唔咁样样以圣经嘅原则去教导佢哋嘅时候
，If we do not use the truth from the gospel,
在世间上很多不尽的价值，每一日的每一日都这样在灌注给他们。
Then there is all these evil and bad thoughts from the world that tries to attack us.
也都 我哋做父母去喂养我哋嘅细路仔。
So when parents feed our children,
啊，唔系话咧，我哋供应晒佢每一日啊所需要嘅每一样嘢。
It's not that we give them each and everything that they need each and every day.
企喺佢前面，同佢挡晒嚟紧嘅每一个困难。
That we stand in front of them to block all the dangers and problems that come their way.
啊，如果你咁样嘅时候，我哋嘅小孩子就唔识得佢点样去面对佢嘅困难。
Because when you do that, the children are no longer able to fend for themselves.
佢哋唔識得嘅點樣去視地嘅面對佢嗰個每一個嘅失望。
They do not how to face their difficulties.
我哋父母係應該反而將佢帶到嚟神面前。
And so parents must lead their children to God.
喺讓佢哋喺神嘅話語裡面去學習去忍耐等候。
That through God's words, the children are to learn patience.
在藉著神的話語裡面去建立他的信心和他的勇氣。
That the word of God can feed them to encourage them.
啊，我們真的父母是需要在他們經歷的困難裡面陪伴他們一同去走過。
And so parents through difficulties must help to lead their children through.
第三，牧人帶領就去帶領耶穌所托付俾佢嘅羊。
And the third thing is the shepherd must lead the sheep.
羊咧係冇方向感嘅。
Sheep do not have a sense of direction.
啊，佢只係跟住前面嗰個點行，佢就跟住行嘅啦。
They just follow whatever's in front. They follow.
啊，曾經喺土耳其有一個新聞。
There was a news in Turkey.
啊，佢話因為前面嗰只羊咧跌咗落去山崖。
Because there was one sheep that went over the cliff.
啊，咁後邊咧多過有成班羊啊，多過400隻羊咧就跟住呢只羊咁樣啊。
Guess what? The rest of the sheep followed him.
啊，呢400隻羊跟住呢羊咁跌曬落去山崖個裡面死咗。
Over 400 sheep went over the cliff and died. One at a time.
其實我哋人都係咁嘅樣，我哋需要有方向，需要有人生目標。
Man is like that. We need direction.
啊，迷失咗嘅時候，我哋需要人去帶翻我哋去翻嚟。
When we are lost, we need someone to gather us to come back.
喺羊方第十章，佢講到呢個耶穌個好牧人，去認識佢每一隻嘅羊。
And it tells us that Jesus, the shepherd, knows each and every one of his sheep.
啊，佢知道佢每一只羊个名，去呼叫啲羊出嚟。
He knows his sheep by name, and he would call each and every one.
啲羊又认得佢把声之后，佢出咗嚟就跟住呢个牧羊人嘅一路咁行。
And the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd and would follow.
呢個牧人喺約彼得前書五章三節咁講，羊呢個牧人並唔係話好似好強壓、好強迫呢個啲羊，或者成日即係打佢啲牧嗰啲羊。
And at first Peter it tells us that this shepherd doesn't need to beat the sheep or lord over them so that they will follow him。
啊，啲牧人乃去做嗰啲羊群嘅榜樣。
That the shepherd is really an example for the sheep to follow。
佢咁样去带领佢哋，去管教佢哋，都系为咗啲羊个好处。
To teach them, to protect them for their own good。
啊，中国人有讲咧，话身教不好过比言教更加有效嘅，去带领佢哋下一代身教。
Chinese have a saying that
啊，要就啊。
To use our behavior and our life as an example for others.
Yeah, 好过用净系得把口嚟教。
Better than just using our word to teach.
啊，我哋个羊群需要睇到我哋去点样去爱主，去敬拜主。
So the sheep and flocks must be able to see how we love God.
啊，需要睇到我哋点样去去侍奉神。
How we serve God.
我哋嘅儿女需要睇到我哋点样喺困难嘅时候，佢能够去依点样去依靠神去度过。
And so your children must be able to see how parents face difficulties and how they follow God.
以至到佢哋当佢哋自己有困难嘅时候，佢哋都同样识得点样去面对。
So that until when they have their own difficulties, they know how to face it.
第四牧人去保护，去保护耶稣托付俾我哋嘅羊群。
And the fourth thing is to protection for the flock.
就系因为啲羊咁容易去迷失，咁容易受到伤害。
And because the sheep are so easily lost and have no directions.
所以牧羊系需要好留心嘅去保护佢哋。
So the shepherd must carefully protect them.
喺羊方第十章讲到咧，有好多好多狼咧会嚟袭击嗰啲羊群。
Yes, and oftentimes there are wolves just waiting to pounce on the flock.
但如果你系艇翻嚟做工嘅咧，你一有狼嚟咧，佢自己都走咗去啦。
So when you just hire someone to watch the sheep, when they see a wolf, they're going to be running.
但如果啲羊系佢属于佢嘅话，佢会用甚至用个生命嘅要嚟保护佢。
But when the sheep belong to you or the flock, you will use your very lives to protect them.
我哋嘅神就系咁样样嘅去保护去保护佢个羊群，即系我每一只嘅羊。
That is our God, how He loves and protects each and every sheep.
但系讲到呢啲狼，呢啲狼究竟系乜嘢嚟嘅？系乜嘢嚟嘅咧
？These wolves, what are they？
嚟袭击袭击个狼群，究竟系点嘅样嘅咧
？How do they wait to pounce on the sheep？
是不是面目狰狞很丑样很污糟邋遢的呢
Are they like dirty looking and wild?
不是的但是你说这些狼很多时候不是一个这么丑陋的东西
No, oftentimes they don't look that ugly
正经任着说话撒旦都装成一个很光明的天使的这样来到我们的当中
In fact, scripture tells us that Satan prepared this angel-like looking to come.
佢哋喺可能系从现今文化潮流嚟嘅影响
，or they just come through modern times.
系啦，可能喺我哋周围嘅嗰啲物质嘅主义
，or in our materialism.
我哋嘅情欲嘅事情
，or in our sexualism.
我哋都要一个相对主义
，or in our relativism.
佢哋。好似一个披着羊皮嘅狼一样
，They are like wolves in sheep's clothing。
外边睇嚟好好
，From the outside they look good。
好似系我哋其中嘅一份子咁
，They look just like one of us。
但系渐渐嘅静静嘅，佢哋去引诱咗我哋去离开咗我哋嘅神
，But slowly they would lead us to be away from God。
一有機會嘅時候，會將食咗呢啲羊群。
And when there is a chance, they would devour you.
聖經就話要我哋自己要去警醒。
And Scripture tells us that we are to be alert and aware.
亦都要為咗我哋要做牧養嘅羊群，我哋都要去警醒。
And even the shepherds are to be aware for the flock.
免得我哋受到呢個傷害。
So that we would not be harmed.
作为耶稣嘅羊群嘅牧人嘅我哋
，And so we are shepherds for Jesus Christ.
无论系屋企里面做家里面嘅父母或者兄弟子大哥哥大姐姐
，Whether we are parents at home or big brothers or big sisters，
或者教会里面嘅牧师长老每一个侍奉嘅人。
Or pastors and elders in the church.
无论喺我哋喺学校里面做老师
，or whether we are teachers in schools.
我哋每一个人都为咗我哋羊群嘅缘故，我哋自己要好好打好呢个属灵嘅基础。
And that for the benefit of the flock, we are to be strong spiritually.
我哋知道点样去咩叫做喺明白神嘅旨意。
So that we will know the will of God.
当我就翻出去我哋嘅社会做工嘅时候
，So that when we go back out and work in our jobs，
喺个社会嘅工作嘅里面，能够将神嘅公义、神嘅爱，能够去表达到出嚟。
So that we can take the righteousness and the love of God and display it in our work.
所以我每日应该真系要花多啲时间喺神嘅话语读经嘅上边。
So each day we must spend a little time and devote ourselves to God's word.
去默想神嘅话语所带嚟俾我哋嘅食物。
So that we can think aboutthe food of God and meditate on how it helps us.
去祈祷。
To pray.
喺佢当中，我哋得到喂养，我哋先至可以去带领同埋保护耶稣个羊群。
So that we can be nurtured and encouraged, then we can care for the flock given to us by Jesus Christ.
正如我哋应该会唱嗰首歌一样，天藉我赐恩福。
Let us come to sing, Make Me a Blessing.
要我哋能够即系求主耶稣用我哋成为佢一个祝福，带俾其他嘅人。
Let us ask God to come and help us to give others blessings.
我哋一齐嚟起立，我哋唱呢首嘅歌。
Let us all rise and sing.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many a weary and sad carry the sunshine where darkness is bright, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing, Heavenly Father, we come before you.
求主赦免我的罪。
May you forgive our sins.
尤其是我自己的罪。
Especially my own sins.
我未能够很忠心的去做牧养的工作。
I did not honestly perform the work of the shepherd.
未能够去照顾到每一个嘅羊群嘅需要。
I have not been able to care for the needs of each and every sheep.
未能够每一日嘅去单单去爱主你自己。
We have not been able to come and love you alone.
求主你赦免我嘅罪。
May you forgive my sins.
求主你再一次能够去使用我。
May you once again use us.
让我能够成为别人嘅祝福。
That we can be a blessing to others.
求主都帮助我哋喺呢度每一个我哋喺做唔同嘅岗位、唔同嘅家庭、唔同嘅工作嘅里面。
Help us each and every one in our different jobs, in our different roles, in our different families.
能够忠心嘅去接受你咗俾托付俾我哋嘅。
That we can truthfully, hopefully accept the truth in our hearts.
求主帮助。
May you help us.
奉主耶稣嘅名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.